We're allowing ourselves to proceed with light. We're allowing ourselves to advance nonstop. What they mean by nonstop is there's no need to slow down. There's no need to stop. That it's sort of like the light is shining brightly and we want to notice its attractiveness. We want to notice its eternal flame. We want to notice its pizzazz. So it's a little bit like, I don't know, you get a crush on a cute guy or girl or whatever, and you know, they kind of wake you up inside. That's exactly what we're doing with our eternal lover of light. So we really want to start feeling that emphasis. We really want to start engaging in that eternal principle that we're really going home now. We're not waiting for, you know, the grand tomorrow. We're not waiting for like a beam from the sky. That in each moment, we're signaling our readiness for our destiny. So our destiny is our light. Our destiny is our eternal flame. Our destiny is our signal inside. So we have a master teacher that's guiding us. And so when we allow ourselves to assume that power of light, when we allow ourselves to assume our true existence, we're no longer disturbed. In other words, all of that mental stuff, he owes, she owes, I got my feelings hurt, like all of that stuff, it's all of the lower insignificance, meaning it's the lower consciousness, meaning it doesn't have a stand. In English, it doesn't have your power anymore because you're no longer empowering it. You're no longer feeding the story of yesterday. You're no longer feeding the story of crisis, of shame, of any of those lower considerations. It's so important that we understand our obligation now. This is not bringing 2023 into 2024. It's like the past is in the past. The shame of the past, it doesn't have, like imagine you're packing the trunk of your car and there is no more room. It's like shame, you're just gonna have to sit this one out. So allow yourself to truly exist. Truly exist is, I don't need to know what's broken or what I thought was broken or what I thought about yesterday or what the problems of lower consciousness are about. I don't need to know any of that. All I need is the power of my light, because once I agree with my light, once I agree with my true station, meaning who I truly am, then we're gonna create like the magician. Then we're gonna create and draw out of the simple matter. So in other words, we're learning how for our feet to not touch ground, which is a little weird to relay when you think about how we all need to be grounded in our bodies. But nevertheless, the reason they're saying that is so that we really get very familiar and very excited and very generous about going abroad. So going abroad, like think of any of us that did like that family dysfunctional work or whatever of the 80s where, you know, like walking, like jumping off the script. So it's sort of like we have this egoic script. He said, she said, conflict, war. That war, we're not talking about the outer, we're talking about the war inside of us. So when we go off script, we take a chance on our eternity, meaning we take a chance on heaven. So we start drawing, we start creating. We want to remember we're creators. And we're learning how to create consciously as masters. So we're drawing from that light and we're creating with our power. We're creating with our certainty. We're creating with our heavenly draw. Now, what's very, very important is we understand what we're doing for one, thinking like we're doing for ourselves, we are doing for the same. The same can be any person that's ever bothered you, any person that's ever bothered someone you love, any person that you think is not helping our country, any person that you don't think is helping the world economy. In other words, it has to be a universal same. So what we're doing is we're drowning out the sorrows of the past, meaning we're drowning out all of the insignificance, all of the fanfare, all of the bitterness, all of the sorrow, all of the engagement where we thought we had an interest separate from another, where we thought we were a separate being, versus we're all coming together in this higher consciousness, in this higher platform of light, where when they talk about oneness, this is the oneness that's in charge of our destiny, that is streaming in instruction, that is streaming in our destiny, that is holding us sincere, that is holding us in our truest broadcast, in our truest claim, in our truest advantage, in our truest light. The best way I can explain this is imagine the size of a Lego piece. And of course, it takes a parent to have this example. Nevertheless, I have a couple leftover Lego pieces here. So think of the size of a Lego piece, and think of like a master, a fairy, a goddess, whoever you want. Now think of like the Eiffel Tower. Think of how tall and mighty that Eiffel Tower is. Now think of that Lego piece, fairy, Merlin, whoever you want it to be, growing that tall. That is you. That is how mighty each of us are in terms of our creative power, in terms of our creative draw, in terms of our creative influence, when we are willing and committed to receiving our very best. Our very best is our sunshine. Our very best is our light. It has nothing to do with anything we've been instructed with by generations of yesterday. In other words, if someone thinks they're their ego and separate, they certainly can't teach you unity consciousness because they just don't know. So we're not going to judge them in the outer, and we're not judging ourselves inside. However, we are choosing to grow. So when you're choosing to grow, you're going to be stepping out of the past. You're going to be stepping out of yesterday. You're going to be stepping out of old decisions, of old agreements, of old draws, meaning what you see, what you're interested, what you notice, what you believe. And you're allowing yourself your very best. They keep coming back to that, coming back to allowing yourself your very best. When I'm receiving everyone, you're getting like more and more self-assured in terms of what you are deciding your very best is. Because here's the deal. It's all here and available right now. You're not waiting on another download. Your Christ consciousness awareness, your master guides and teachers are waiting on you to come on board, meaning to raise the flag, meaning to recognize who you actually are, the truth of self. Because once you ring that bell, once you attest to love survival, meaning you recognize you really are love, you are love incarnate. And anytime you're not functioning from that, you're functioning out of duress, meaning you're functioning without your sunshine, meaning you're functioning without your awakened heart. You're functioning out without your truth. So this is where we drop the judgment towards self and others, because without that higher draw, without an awareness to see, how could anyone find the way home? So allow yourselves to be the prism. When they're saying like the prism of light, it's like through you, the rays will shine. So you want to really feel that. Like you're bringing in the power, you're bringing in the light, you're the transmitter of love. You're the transmitter of love. It's the only reason you are. It's the only reason you exist. It's the only reason you have arrived. To be the transmitter of love. Now, love is not weak. Love is powerful, and love has a might, meaning it has direction. It's not like, oh, you know, whatever. it has authority. It's like the will of God. It has, what would the word be? it has a request, I would call it actually, like a request. But in order to travel with some, in other words, in order to subscribe to it, in order to be a disciple of this like fantastic grand inheritance, you have to decide. And the decision is who you are. Are you the human foible, meaning I follow my ego sometimes, I follow the light sometimes, it's really, you know, dependent on my astrological chart, or are you a disciple of love? So disciple of God, Jesus, divine inheritance, whatever you want it to be. But that disciple is going to bring you the power, because that disciple is disciplined. It's like a guaranteed agreement. It's a guaranteed partnership that you're going to learn to survive. And so when they're saying survive, they don't mean as an ego. They don't mean as a human vessel. They mean it's like as an avalanche of love, where you waken up to your quickening, when you waken up to your drawbridge realization. So when they're saying drawbridge realization, it's sort of like the drawbridge is coming down, and it's sort of like, now we can all enter the banquet hall. Now we can all enter the feast. Now we can all draw from our heavenly existence. So allow love to reign supreme. In other words, your guiding force is love. Love doesn't mean you just give away the farm. Love means that you're following that love principle. And so whatever you're guided to do, whatever you're requested to do, you honor love most, because love is to reign supreme. So in other words, when the governing principle of life is love, we'll be in a new reality. And so that new reality, oh gosh, when they say coexisting, it sounds so mechanical or wordy or whatever. It's more of a it's like, I'm just going to say energetic readiness. Like when I tune into it, it's already there. And the reason the kids are already there is they're like before the ego drops in, of course, but they're just a bundle of love. They're just in light. That's all they know. So this is what we're returning to, but we're returning with all of that mastery, with all of those lessons mastered, so that we have the ability to travel with that column of light. Now, how would I say this? It's sort of like, I know this is a weird thing, and it's like they're guaranteeing results ahead of time, and they're kind of giggling. But the reason they're saying that is it's actually already in place. It has to do with our focus. If we're not focused there, we're not going to see it. If we don't see it, it doesn't affect us. It doesn't register to us yet. But every time we transfer our power into our new enjoyment, then we register, we become aware of it, and it starts having, what do you call that? Like a market influence. In other words, we start recognizing change overnight. So we're going to start seeing those energetic shifts in our life, where it didn't matter what we try to do in the linear, nothing was happening. But when we allow the light to broker in, to come and converse, then love has that power to kind of blast through. It's almost like they're just showing me like scrubbing bubbles or liquid plumber or whatever, like just sort of clear those pipes out. So allow yourself your true address, allow yourself your true matrimony. And again, your matrimony is marrying your light, marrying your beloved within, marrying the Christ essential. So allow yourself to receive your gifts of your true nature, of your true worth, of your true inheritance. And so it is.